Northfield does have a chapter, I should say Sandton Airfield does have a chapter of Civil Air Patrol, and we've talked with some of the young people involved with that, and we've invited them back again. We'll start things off by introducing them. First of all, we've got two sisters in here. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Senior Master Sergeant Vivian Kahn, and this is my sister.
Cadet Staff Sergeant Sophia Kahn.
All right. And Randall Knox, is it Captain Knox?
It's Major.
Major.
Yeah,
okay.
I promoted earlier this summer.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Randall Knox is with us. Major Knox is with us. Let's start off by talking with you, Major Knox. Tell us a little bit about, for those unfamiliar with the Civil Air Patrol chapter here, we've had you on a number of times, but why don't you give us kind of a nutshell, the elevator speech on what it is and what they do?
Civil Air Patrol is an auxiliary of the United States Air Force. We're all volunteers. We're chartered nationally. We're chartered to provide emergency services, cadet programs, and aerospace education.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Minnesota, we probably focus primarily on cadet programs, although we do... We certainly do emergency services training and respond when needed. And we provide aerospace education, particularly for our young people.
Once again, Civil Air Patrol is the topic. We have Cadet Senior Master Sergeant Vivian Kahn and also Cadet Staff Sergeant Sophia Kahn with us. Let's talk about the summer that you've had. First of all, I guess let's backtrack a little bit more. How long have you been in the Civil Air Patrol? We'll start off with Master Sergeant Vivian.
Okay, so I joined of 2019 in November, I think it was.
What led you to sign up with the Civil Air Patrol?
So I was at the Jesse James Day Parade one day, and I saw this float, and I'm like, what the heck is this? A bunch of people in uniforms. And so I walked up to them, and then they're like, come to one meeting. I'm like, okay. So I went to one meeting, and then I went to a lot of meetings.
Boy, so it's the third anniversary of you being in there 3 years now.
Yes, almost, sir.
Okay. And let's talk with Staff Sergeant Cohn as well. How long have you been in it?
I've been in about 1 year.
And what led you? Was it your older sister that got involved first?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's talk about what you've learned. You know what? Is it everything you thought? It sounds like talking with, I'm getting the ranks or the master sergeant here. Let's talk with you first. You go in there. It sounds like it's everything that you kind of thought it'd be and a whole lot more. Is that correct?
Yes, 100%. It's more than I could have ever dreamed of.
Let's talk about the summer that you've had now.
So this summer I went to encampment, which is kind of basically boot camp, but for cadets. And it was an amazing experience, and I made so many friends.
Was that your first time through?
Yes, sir, it was.
All right. And can I just call you Vivian? It's Vivian and Sophia.
Yes,
okay, because they're sisters and they're both Cones and they're both sergeants. It's Kahn, I should say. I apologize for that. Vivian, Sophia, let's talk with you. Did you go there as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell us about your experience.
So I went to EPS then encampment.
Mm-hmm.
So EPS is a little like miniature one. It's like 3 days long and it gets you prepared for encampment. Then I went to encampment. Did not like the first couple days. Loved it afterwards.
Let's talk about those first couple of days. Let's move it back over to Vivian. Is this like a regular boot camp? Are there some similarities to this as to what you might see if you were to go into the regular Air Force?
Sometimes. You're not going to get like yelled at extraordinarily like the Air Force might do to you. You're not going to get hazed or anything like that. But it's just an amazing experience. And you learn a lot. And the first couple of days are a bit extreme. But you will get to learn so much, and you get to do all the fun stuff at the end.
Now, those first couple of days, we'll move it back to Sophia. Those first couple of days, you didn't like it so much. What was it tough? Was it physical stuff? Was it mental training? What was difficult for those first couple of days?
So for the first couple of days, you wake up, you get screamed at for waking up, and then you go outside, and you do, like, an hour of PT, I think. And then you do the miles. You do push-ups, sit-ups, everything. And then you go back inside, you get your shower. The food's not the best.
Who does the cooking?
Other cadets.
Okay. So you have to eat to basically your own cooking. Okay. Let's move it over to Major Knox here. Let's talk about the leadership skills that they build and developed while they're in encampment.
Yeah, and I'm probably in a better position to talk about the similarities between encampment and military basic training, having been through basic training. There are some similarities, and particularly the regimentation. So the first couple of days, the cadets, as well, and similar to airmen in military basic training, there's a lot of imposed discipline, and it gradually develops into internal self-discipline, and that's one of the objectives. After the first two and a half, three days, then it's relaxed a bit. More fun activities are introduced, and the young women have alluded to that. But the purpose of encampment is, one, to develop that internal discipline in the cadets. Two, to move them out of their comfort zone a little bit, to put them in situations that they've never been in before, situations where they probably don't think they can handle it or can succeed. By working together, they can do it, and by the time they finish encampment, then they have developed a lot of self-confidence, self-awareness. They're more confident in their abilities. It prepares them for the next time they encounter something difficult. They'll have more confidence that they can handle it. So.
Now, you had mentioned, you touched on something when you said these young women. Girls and young women in the Civil Air Patrol, are there a lot of, is it common to have them?
Nationwide, about 25% here mm-hmm. at Stanton. 25% of our membership is female.
Okay.
I think we've got a prospective female that I think probably will join, that will bring us up a little higher than 25%. Young women do very well in the Civil Air Patrol. They fill a lot of the leadership positions. Both of these young women sitting here have leadership positions within the squadron out here at Stanton. Senior Master Sergeant Vivian Kahn is our Cadet First Sergeant, and Cadet Sophia Kahn is our Cadet Public Affairs Officer and also our Cadet Advisory Council representative to the wing. So they're both developing leadership skills, and
right.
I'll let you talk to them a bit.
Let's talk to them. We'll start off with Master Sergeant Vivian Kahn, and tell us about what your role is within, on a normal basis, outside of encampment, but just throughout the year. Tell us more about your role within the Civil Air Patrol.
Okay, so I was the first sergeant, and I'm the one that, like, calls in the squadron, and I'm kind of a mentor for some of the cadets. I have to show them how to act and what to do, and I just keep everything up and going. So it's a pretty cool job.
All right. And Staff Sergeant Sophia Kahn, tell us about your role as the public relations? What was that?
Public Affairs Officer and
sure.
CAC.
Okay, tell us about that.
So Public Affairs Officer, I take the pictures and then post them onto Facebook. So then I also write up interviews and make stories, like post on Facebook too, mm-hmm. so then people can read them.
All right. Tell us about some of the activities you have over the course of the year and some of the things, the programs that you're involved with.
So I'm in Color Guard 2. So we did the posting for the Saints game, which was really fun.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I'm also the CAC rep, so I attend the meetings. So then I would go talk to a cadet what they wanted for the squadron to have. Then I'd go up and talk to it for the other CICs. And then if we voted yes, then we'd send it up to wing. Mm-hmm. And then it would go up from there. And then if it got approved, then we would change it.
All right, let's move over to Master Sergeant Con. What are some of the events and some of the programs that you're involved with within Civil Air Patrol?
Okay, like my sister, I'm also in Color Guard. So we're the one that presents the colors at the baseball games. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty cool. I was also part of the model rocketry building, I think a year ago or two. But that was pretty cool. So we got to build rockets.
Was it a successful rocket launch?
Yes, sir, it was.
All right. Good to hear. I know the Color Guard in the past has had some competitions with other Color Guards. Have you been involved in any of those yet?
Yes, we were involved in the one last year.
Okay. How'd you do?
We got fourth place.
All right. Well, a very good showing. I know you've got a good history of that. And are you going back again this year? Is there more competition again this year?
Yes, we will be going back this year.
All right. I know you have a couple of events coming up, and we can plug those right now. Major Knox, I guess we'll start off with you.
Next Tuesday evening out at Stanton Airfield, we're having an open house. The cadets will have a number of stations set up. We'll have some static aircraft. We'll have a rocketry display. We'll have a STEM display. Let's see. I think the Color Guard is going to be out there with their equipment and probably do some demonstrations. I think we're planning on having a drone demonstration. Let's see. Emergency services equipment and demonstration. What am I missing?
And this is all designed to show maybe some potential recruits and curious members of the community what the Civil Air Patrol does.
That's correct. Yep.
All right. So. Now, do you have events going on after that? I know fall's a busy time for you.
Yes. So we have several emergency services exercises coming up. We've had several this summer. In fact, these two young women have been involved in a number of those. We've got some more coming up. Probably the next big event is the Minnesota Leadership Academy. It's over the MEA weekend, which is toward the end of October. That's another great opportunity for our cadets to gain leadership skills.
I want to ask them just a moment about those emergency services. We'll start off with Staff Sergeant Khan. What did you do with those emergency services drills?
So I went to a SAR-X this past summer. And so we looked for somebody. They had helicopters in, so people got to be flown in and out, which was really cool to watch. They had a drone in there that could follow somebody. So there was a cadet randomly running around with a drone on his heels, which was really fun to watch. There was search and rescue dogs that I got to meet. That was very cool.
All right. Let's move it over to Master Sergeant Khan. Was this the first time that you've been to emergency services? You've been there a few years. Have you done a few of those by now?
I have done quite a few of emergency services. We just did one recently in our squadron where we were trying to find a missing person. It wasn't a real missing person, but we found him in the end, and it was very fun.
All right.
Let me just add a little bit. Staff Sergeant Sophia Khan mentioned the SAR-X, which stands for Search and Rescue Exercise. We actually did a couple of those this summer, and she co-authored an article with me on one of those. We've submitted that to National, and I'm hoping we get that published. That would provide exposure not only nationally but internationally. So she contributed it to that article. Also, these two young women, a little bit earlier this spring, we had an opportunity to play the role of victims in a collapsed structure exercise for the Minnesota Task Force up in St. Paul. They put us into a simulated collapse structure, and then sent in paramedical and EMTs to rescue us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was part of that, as these two young women, and actually their mother also. And it was, I found it very interesting. It was kind of, I got to do something that you only see on television.
So it's for more than just young people.
Yeah, right. It sure is. And I probably should put in a plug here for that. We've talked primarily about cadets, which are young people between the ages of 12 and 18, can join as cadets. People over the age of 18, we call them senior members, adults, are also an important part of the Civil Air Patrol. And I know your listeners can't see me, but if they did, they'd see a lot of, well, maybe not a lot of white hair, but they'd see white hair on my head. It's open to people of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be ex-military, like some of us are, but for adults that are want to be involved with some very high-quality, high-performing young people, the Civil Air Patrol is a great place to be.
All right, and they're welcome to come out at the open house as
Absolutely. Well. Absolutely, and kind of adding on to that a little bit, for any parents or grandparents that are listening, if you've got children, sons or daughters or grandchildren, that are interested in aviation or leadership, Civil Air Patrol is a great program. They'll be involved, like I say, with very high quality, high performing young people, and it's a great organization.
Well, we're out of time right now, but boy, I'd love to talk to you more about that. It's always fascinating. I want to say thank you, Major Knox, for coming in, and also thank you, Master Sergeant Vivian, Cadet Senior Master Sergeant Vivian Kahn, and also Cadet Staff Sergeant Sophia Kahn. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. News with a Side of Sports, Tim McNiff, coming up in just a moment or so. Once again, we have one more junior, defeat of Jesse James Day's junior ambassador candidate. I've got too many titles going through my head here with these young people in. So here is Josie Wagner. Rich is coming up.
Hi, my name is Josie Wagner. I'm 6 years old. My parents are Karen, Kristen Wagner, and my sponsor is Tinty. Thank you. We serve banh mi, bubble tea, and spring rolls and smiles. Thank you.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Brent Pohm. 15,000 nurses will strike Monday for 3 days at hospitals in the Twin Cities and Duluth area if a deal's not reached with hospital officials. Minnesota Nurses Association President Mary Turner says negotiations are ongoing. There's been no progress, but the two sides are not at an impasse.
And we seem to be running into a roadblock there with getting them to understand. We keep getting at all the tables, well, the way we do things, everything is just fine. Well, if everything is just fine, we wouldn't have nurses leaving the bedside in droves.
Turner says the potential strike is about putting patients before profits and retaining staff. Three young people rescued from Lake Superior in Duluth Thursday afternoon are expected to be okay. The Duluth Fire Department says their jet ski overturned near Park Point, took on water, and was inoperable. Crews used the Marine 19 fireboat to locate the victims and bring them safely to shore. No injuries were reported.